Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from a man in Wichpeck on Thursday morning that he had four suspected robbers held at gunpoint near a residence on Lake Prairie Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned from a caretaker that all four suspects claimed to have permission from the property owner to take a vehicle from the property. But when the caretaker arrived back at the residence on Wednesday evening, he saw property from the residence inside the two suspect vehicles. A relative of the property owner was called and arrived around 1:30 in the morning on Thursday. He then confronted the suspects who were trying to leave the area. The relative disabled the suspects' vehicles by shooting out the tires with a firearm and then held the suspects at gunpoint. Hoopa residents Daniel Pack, Katrina Inong, Sally Ferris, and Don Colgrove were arrested and booked for burglary. A probation search on Wednesday at an apartment in the 800 block of A Street in Eureka led to the discovery of reported stolen property taken from a store in town. On Tuesday morning, officers from the Eureka Police Department responded to a burglary alarm at a clothing business in the 200 block of F Street. It was determined that two unknown suspects forced their way into the store and fled, taking articles of clothing from the business. That led officers to conduct the probation search the following night. Officers saw an adult male flee towards the back of the apartment when they arrived, and that prompted them to enter the apartment by force. Officers detained three people inside and discovered the stolen items that the store owner was able to identify. No arrests were made at the apartment, and the investigation is ongoing. The Eureka Police Department cleared out a homeless encampment in the Palco Marsh at the foot of Del Norte Street on Thursday. Inmate work crews, along with a few city employees and officers, gathered debris and unclaimed belongings. The cleanup came about 2 weeks after an apparent accidental shooting in the area. Two arrests were made during the cleanup, one for refusal to cooperate and another for existing warrants. The area has been the site of frequent calls for both police and fire service over the past several years. California Redwood Company, owned by Green Diamond, announced on Thursday that it's closing down the Corbell Mill, effective in February. The closure will mean the loss of jobs for many skilled employees, and the company said in its statement that it's been working with those employees to provide the resources to help them transition into other work. President Douglas Reed said that the company is narrowing its focus on managing its timberland properties and has put the mill up for sale to companies who focus on lumber manufacturing. The tsunami warning siren in the town of Samoa will sound at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning to begin an evacuation drill for residents and visitors on the peninsula. The goal of the drill is to prepare residents in Samoa on what to do and where to go in the case a tsunami is headed toward the coast. In the past, it's been demonstrated that people who have practiced for an event tend to respond better and more effectively in the case of the real McCoy. The Samoa Pacific Group, the National Weather Service, the Red Cross, and the Redwood Coast Working Group are coordinating the event. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka will see two new council members sworn in the coming weeks, and those two new members, Natalie Arroyo and Kimber Gell, will have to hit the ground running. City Manager Greg Sparks said that the new council will have to decide how it moves forward in dealing with some key, if very unsexy, issues, and there is nothing less sexier than street maintenance and public works. Sparks said that a staff reorganization in public works will save the city some expenses.
One of the things we're looking at right now and be taking the council before long is some reorganization of Public Works Department. It involves some staff reductions. And we can come up with, I think, about $200,000 in some savings. And my thought is that money isn't going to police and fire. That is going to be money that gets directed right back into street maintenance.
Street maintenance and repair have taken a back seat to public safety, but Sparks says that has to change.
And certainly right now we rely on gas tax funds for what we can do in terms of street maintenance. At one time, the city, besides the gas tax funds, had a fair amount of general fund revenues into street maintenance as well. But that's really been eaten up by public safety costs in recent years. So we're trying to come up with some means of putting more dollars into the system. And I think we're going to have to get out in front of voters again at some point in terms of how we finance street improvements.
Sparks also pointed out that a solid infrastructure is a key to attracting and maintaining a solid business base in the city. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.